It's the last day of February. That means tomorrow is the first Friday in March, and a day people will gather in the streets of Oakland to celebrate arts and culture at Art Murmur's First Friday event. But the day carries extra weight this time around because of what happened 1 month ago. Things were going well until about 10 minutes before 11 p.m., as reported by Thomas Roman of ABC 7.
Lilies have been placed on the spot where 18-year-old Keontae Campbell of Oakland was shot to death. It happened at 10:49 p.m. during Oakland's First Friday celebration here on 20th Street and Telegraph Avenue.
The shooting resulted in one death and three injuries, and the incident shocked people who've been patronizing the event since its beginning 7 years ago. Last night, in her State of the City address, Oakland Mayor Jean Kwan called for a moment of silence for the victims and said her biggest priority is public safety. So, in the aftermath of the Art Murmur shooting, will people stay away, or will First Friday continue to draw thousands? KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum hits the streets to see how the residents are reacting.
It's a great event, but there's a much greater concern now that someone was shot and killed. And I hear that they're trying to change the event to make it safer, but I don't know what that means. When I go now, I would probably go, but I would probably go on the earlier side.
I actually like the idea. I wouldn't change anything. What I like is the community coming together, especially in Oakland.
The problem is the alcohol sale in the street and alcohol drink.
It's great for business for Oakland. It's great for the community. We just need to obviously try to do whatever we can to make it a little bit safer, allowing people to express themselves freely and with art and through, you know, whatever means that they feel they can convey their essence to others is fantastic and something that the world's missing just a little bit too much of.
Those were the voices of Thomas Jordan, Arlene Burkhart, Daniel Pock, and Christopher Husey. They spoke with KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum.